Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we have been examining the life of Daniel and observing in his life character qualities that the Spirit of God had developed in him that caused him to have great success in his life, though he was a captive in Babylon, serving in the court of a pagan king and actually a succession of kings in Babylon. We have taken a look at several qualities this week of Daniel. One, that he made a decision in his heart early on that he would not defile himself. He would not allow himself to do anything that would violate his conscience or that would be impure. Secondly, we can observe through his life that he relied on God for wisdom and not on his own intellect or abilities. Thirdly, we saw clearly that Daniel worshipped God no matter what the cost, even when a law came down and said you cannot petition any god or man except the king for 30 days. Daniel still continued to follow his worship of God, his prayer to God, regardless of the threat of death. Yesterday, we talked about how Daniel exhibited no fear of man. He was willing to be honest, forthright with the king of Babylon, even though he could lose his life for being so bold as to tell the king of Babylon he was arrogant and that God was displeased with him. Today, I want to talk about Daniel's excellent spirit. In Daniel chapter 6, the first three verses, we find these words. It pleased King Darius, successor to Belshazzar, to set over the kingdom 120 satraps who would be in charge throughout all the kingdom, and over them three presidents, of whom Daniel was one, that these satraps might give an account to them and that the king should have no loss or damage. Then this Daniel was distinguished above the presidents and above the satraps, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. This attribute called an excellent spirit that was in Daniel was observed by these unbelieving pagan kings and leaders, so much so that Daniel was exalted in their sight. They saw about Daniel something so unusual, something above the ordinary, something so different than everyone else who surrounded the king. Daniel distinguished himself, the scripture says, above these others because an excellent spirit was in him. What was this excellent spirit? How did it manifest itself in Daniel's life? First of all, we see in this chapter 6 that the others who were jealous of Daniel's favored position with the king tried to find occasion to bring an accusation against Daniel concerning the way he handled the affairs of the kingdom. But the scripture tells us in verse 4, they could find no fault in him. And another translation says they could find no corruption in his handling of kingdom affairs. He wasn't corrupt in any of his ways. He was not dishonest. The excellent spirit that he had caused him to walk in integrity and honesty in everything that he handled in his duties as an advisor to the king. This reminds me of a story that was told about Abraham Lincoln and his desire to be a man of integrity and honesty as president of the United States. Throughout his administration, Abe Lincoln was a president often under fire, especially during the years of the Civil War. And though he knew he would make errors of office, he resolved in his own heart never to compromise his integrity. So strong was this resolve that he once said, I desire so to conduct the affairs of this administration that if at the end, when I come to lay down the reins of power, I have lost every other friend on earth, I shall at least have one friend left, and that friend shall be down inside of me. Do you conduct yourself, your affairs, your handling of your work that God's put into your hands, do you conduct that work with such a spirit of integrity and excellence that the friend down inside of you, the Lord Jesus Christ, is pleased with the way you've handled yourself? Are you walking in integrity in all the affairs of your life? Are you honest in business? Are you honest in your conduct as an employee, as a student? Daniel had that kind of spirit of excellence where there was no corruption in any of his ways. A second part to this spirit of excellence caused him to serve well, to serve with a high degree of excellence in what he put his hand to, even though he was serving an unbeliever, a pagan king, an ungodly person. In fact, Daniel and Joseph had great similarity here. They were both captives taken away from their homeland, serving in the king's court, so to speak, of an ungodly king, of an ungodly ruler. You could say their supervisor, their boss, was ungodly, was not a believer. And yet, despite that fact, both Daniel and Joseph served so well that it was observed about them, their excellence, the spirit of excellence on them. Do you serve with such diligence that you do every task given to you with excellence? Are you very, very watchful that you aren't sloppy or haphazard about the way that you handle your work that's been given to you? One interesting observation that was made by Oscar Hammerstein II, the great songwriter, in his book entitled Lyrics, he observed this about the person, the artist who had designed the Statue of Liberty. And it's a great description to me of a spirit of excellence. Oscar Hammerstein said this: a year or so ago, on the cover of the New York Herald Tribune Sunday magazine, I saw a picture of the Statue of Liberty that was taken from a helicopter, and it showed the top of the statue's head. I was amazed at the detail there. The sculptor had done a painstaking job with the lady's coiffure, her hair, and yet he must have been pretty sure that the only eyes that would ever see this detail would be the uncritical eyes of the seagulls. The artist could not have dreamt at that time he created the statue that any man would ever fly over this head. He was artist enough, however, to finish off this part of the statue with as much care as he had devoted to her face and her arms and the torch and everything that people can see as they sail up the bay. When you are creating a work of art or any other kind of work, finish the job off perfectly. I love this illustration because it talks about giving great diligent care to everything you put your hand to every job, every work that you are given to do, that you do it with such a spirit of excellence that even if no one saw it but God Himself, it would be done with an excellent spirit. We're told in Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 and 24, this very principle: whatever you do, do your work heartily, as for the Lord rather than for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve. Are you doing whatever job you have right now? If you're a student, are you doing the work of your studies? If you're an employee, are you doing your work as unto the Lord and not unto men? Are you doing it as if you were serving the Lord Jesus Christ in that job, even if you have an ungodly employer, ungodly supervisor, or an ungodly company that you work for, are you doing your work as unto the Lord? The spirit of excellence will cause you to do everything you do, not in a slipshod way, not in a half effort, but with a spirit of excellence. This is the spirit that was observed in Daniel by an ungodly king. God wants you to be one that it can be said about you that there's an excellent spirit in this person. God himself will see to it that promotion comes to you if you will demonstrate a spirit of excellence in everything you do. This is the spirit that was in this man Daniel, whom God used so mightily in Babylon for the purposes of God. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.